The problem, says Florida State University Coastal and Marine Lab Director Dr. Felicia Coleman, is that most folks have such a limited view of fish.
I think they mostly think of them as food and don't think of them as animals and don't think of them as animals with personalities or odd behaviors, and they're really remarkable.
What kind of remarkable things? A number of species Dr. Coleman studies can undergo a sex change seemingly at will or as conditions change. Then there's the fish known as the red grouper. It evacuates the sea floor, creating a large depression into which rocks accumulate over time. Coleman says that's like hanging out a for lease sign for all kinds of homeless sea life.
They can settle on the boulders, things like soft corals, hard corals, anemones, sea fans. All these different organisms start coming in because their structure. Animals love structure. So that they've architecturally changed the bottom. They've engineered the bottom in such a way that now a whole community of different organisms comes up.
It's only been in relatively recent times that such discoveries have been made, Coleman says, since the advent of remote-controlled robotic undersea vehicles.
We can stay there for hours and hours and hours by having a remote vehicle. The camera's on the bottom, it's feeding the information up to the ship, we're watching it in real time, and can follow the fish around. It's just wonderful.
Something else that's wonderful, and perhaps more than just a bit scary, Coleman says, is the way the marine ecosystem is so interconnected. Disrupt just one small part of it, and very bad things can happen fast.
Overfish something like predator fish, fish that prey on sea urchins, and you get this big sea urchin bloom. And then if you have something that comes in like disease that wipes out the sea urchins, then you get the habitat that's covered with macroalgae. And the macroalgae can grow all over corals and completely destroy coral habitat.
Dr. Felicia Coleman brings her oceans of knowledge to this evening's Science Cafe at Ray's Steel City Saloon. Those informal gatherings allow scientists to explain some very fascinating stuff to an audience that's not made up of scientists. It starts at 6:15, but you may want to get there a bit early so you can settle in with the beverage of your choice before Dr. Coleman steers the conversation out to sea. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.